One December afternoon, Paul Helm was pruning the patch of floral odds and ends that had entitled Bonnie Clutter to membership in the Garden City Garden Club. It was a melancholy task, for he was reminded of another afternoon when he'd done the same chore. Kenyon had helped him that day, and it was the last time he'd seen Kenyon alive, or Nancy, or any of them. The weeks between had been hard on Mr. Helm. He was in poor health, poorer than he knew. He had less than 4 months to live, and he was worried about a lot of things. His job, for one. He doubted he would have it much longer. Nobody seemed really to know, but he understood that the girls, Beverly and Eviana, intended to sell the property. Though, as he'd heard one of the boys at the cafe remark, "Ain't nobody gonna buy that spread, long as the mystery lasts." It didn't do to think about. Strangers here, harvesting our land. Mr. Helm minded. He minded for Herb's sake. This was a place, he said, that ought to be kept in a man's family. Once Herb had said to him, "I hope there'll always be a Clutter here, and a Helm too." It was only a year ago Herb had said that. Lord, what was he to do if the farm got sold? He felt too old to fit in somewhere different. Still, he must work, and he wanted to. He wasn't, he said, the kind to kick off his shoes and sit by the stove. And yet it was true that the farm nowadays made him uneasy. The locked house, Nancy's horse forlornly waiting in a field, the odor of windfall apples rotting under the apple trees, and the absence of voices. Kenyon calling Nancy to the telephone, Herb whistling, his glad, "Good morning, Paul." He and Herb had got along grand, never a crossword between them. Why, then, did the men from the sheriff's office continue to question him? Unless they thought he had something to hide. Maybe he ought never to have mentioned the Mexicans. He had informed Al Dewey that at approximately 4 o'clock on Saturday, November 14th, the day of the murders, a pair of Mexicans, one mustachioed and the other pockmarked, appeared at River Valley Farm. Mr. Helm had seen them knock on the door of the office, seen Herb step outside and talk to them on the lawn, and possibly 10 minutes later, watched the strangers walk away, looking sulky. Mr. Helm figured that they had come asking for work and had been told there was none. Unfortunately, though he'd been called upon to recount his version of that day's events many times, he had not spoken of the incident until 2 weeks after the crime, because, as he explained to Dewey, "I just suddenly recalled it." But Dewey and some of the other investigators seemed not to credit his story, and behaved as though it were a tale he'd invented to mislead them. They preferred to believe Bob Johnson, the insurance salesman, who had spent all of Saturday afternoon conferring with Mr. Clutter in the latter's office, and who was absolutely positive that from 2 to 6 he had been Herb's sole visitor. Mr. Helm was equally definite. Mexicans, a mustache, pockmarks, 4 o'clock.